Rochester basketball on Giant FM Sports on WROI is on the air. Rochester basketball is brought to you by Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, Jennings Insurance, The Insulation Guys, Rochester Glass, Enyart's True Value, Fulton Solid Waste District, Manitow Moose Lodge number 1107. Rochester basketball is also brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, RTC Communications, Culligan of Fulton County, Woodlawn Hospital, First Federal Savings Bank, Fulton County REMC, Smith Farm Store, Fulton County Best One Tire, Tidewater Executive Tax Service. Now let's go courtside for Rochester basketball on Giant FM Sports on WROI.
And thank you very much, and good evening, everybody. Welcome to North Miami High School. Tonight, a TRC matchup between the 5-3 Lady Zebras and the 1-4 North Miami Lady Warriors. Again, good evening, everybody. Welcome to North Miami High School. A little earlier than anticipated here tonight, but that is due to North Miami basketball not having the numbers needed to really get a full JV squad in, and so they played a half tonight. An exciting half that was, as we'll welcome in my broadcast partner, Justin Bach. And Justin, the excitingness of a JV game, just a half, but 24-22, Zebras win it at the buzzer.
Yeah, a good play drawn up. We got a nice-looking shot. Bank was open, and they put it away. And I, you know what? I'm sitting here thinking about this as you're talking, Randy. Now, those girls played against some girls that'll start tonight for North Miami and really held their own. They would get up, then they got behind, and then they got behind, they'd tie it and get behind, but they kept fighting and they fought to the last second and got the win in the one half they got to play tonight.
24-22, the final there in the JV contest. Really a very high scoring first half, because I know when I coached JV, it was used to be first one to 30. You felt pretty confident to win, and man, this one was 24-22 and a half.
Yeah, and that's what you mark for, especially, you know, freshman in JV. You're looking, 30 points. I'd always tell my middle school guys, if you can get 30, we're going to win the ball game probably 80-90% of the time. So when you get to the JV level 40 for a game is a high scoring game. If that thing would have went four quarters, we'd have been well over 40.
Well, let's look at how the Rochester Zebras have got to 5-3. A busy week last week, winning two out of the three, losing to Oregon Davis, beating Argus and Wabash. They're at home, a big TRC matchup on Saturday night. The Lady Zebras had a close one, 45-43. How important does that win play tonight if you can come on the road and get a big win and move to 3-0?
Well, anytime you can get a win in the TRC on the road, you're solidifying your spot in the standings. North Miami's having a down year, and they have been off since December 5th. So we got to take advantage of it. We've seen it this year. Sometimes we play down to our competition. You and I talking about it on the way here tonight. This game should be well in hand if we play our game and play up to our level by halftime.
Again, the Rochester Zebras and the North Miami Warriors. North Miami 1-4. Their only win coming the first game of the year back on November 6th at South Newton, a 44-35 win. They have since lost to North White, Culver Academy, Winnemac, and Twin Lakes. Like you say, their last three games all postponed. Whitco, Caston, and Peru earlier this week all postponed. And first game since December 3rd when they lost at Twin Lakes. So they have not won here at home yet this season.
They're going to have to shake off a lot of rust. And it's probably if you're the North Miami coaching staff, this is probably the one team you do not want to do that with the size and the skill. When we play our game, we are 5-0. When we play the other team's game, we're 0-3.
Tonight again, the Rochester Zebras and the North Miami Warriors. We're waiting on North Miami to come out. There they go. They start the clock, so we'll finally get things going again. The JV contest went to Rochester 24-22 in just a half. Lily Eaton led the way for the JV squad with 7 points. In the other scoring column for the rest of the Lady Zebras, Elizabeth Weaver with 6. MSL's 4. Maddie Heinzman had 4. Millie Scorzone played a quarter. She had 2 points. And Callie Watson played a quarter. She had 1 point for the Lady Zebras. Again, in the JV contest, they went at 24-22.
Talking about, and we talked about it kind of Saturday night, Millie Scorzone playing JV minutes really got her going in the varsity contest.
Yeah.
I think the way she played defense, she came in there against Wabash and really had a great game defensively, stopping them inside that with that zone that we play. So she's benefiting from those extra quarters. They almost kind of warming up to play the varsity ball game.
Well, you know, Scorzone coming in just a sophomore, and it's one of those times, you know, and Coach Jennings told us on a Saturday morning Coach's Corner, she has logged the least amount of varsity minutes. So, you know, at that point, you go, hey, she needs to play. So, obviously, they move her down, play 2 quarters of a JV and then 3 for varsity and really get that – get up and down the court, get that game experience, and get loosened up.
Right, and kids see it as a, well, they're bumping me down to JV. We've done it sometimes, you know, when I help coach the varsity on the boys' end, and you get 5 quarters of basketball. Indiana basketball, the rules are fantastic. If you can get a sophomore, a freshman, or a junior that doesn't log a lot of minutes on the varsity, if you can get them 5 quarters of basketball, that is a tremendous amount of learning experience and working on your technique that you get.
Again, North Miami Rochester, we had a chance to talk to Coach Brian Jennings. We'll do that coming up here in a little bit. Again, we're in the pregame show. Few sponsors tonight. Don't forget about Culligan of Fulton County. Better water, pure and simple. First Federal Savings Bank. They don't want to be the biggest bank, just the best. Fulton County Best One Tire. The most important person to them is you. RTC Communications. Phone, cable, and internet. Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, where they always treat you like family. Just a few of the proud sponsors of Zebra Basketball here on Giant FM Sports. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about tonight's matchup. You're listening to Zebra Basketball, Giant FM Sports, 92.1 WROI.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter, because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420. Serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
First Federal Savings Bank would like to wish everyone happy holidays from their family to yours. First Federal Savings Bank has decided to extend their purchase special through December for all purchase fixed-rate sellable loans disclosed in the month of December. First Federal Savings Bank will give a lender credit of $500 towards standard closing costs plus a discounted interest rate from the published rate sheet. Ask one of their mortgage loan originators for more details. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. First Federal Savings Bank is an equal housing lender, FDIC insured, NMLS number 399927.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flushes, brake services, alignment, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tire, see Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
Have you heard that RTC has upgraded their new fixed wireless? RTC has invested in new towers and equipment to bring the best possible fixed wireless service to those customers in our community that cannot get fiber-based internet. This service is available in Fulton and Northern Miami counties. There are no data caps, and speeds up to 50 meg can be delivered. Call 223-2191 or 598-2782 and learn more about the new fixed wireless from RTC.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
In the spirit of giving this holiday season, Shepherd Chevy Buick and GM are offering you employee pricing. Yes, that's right. You pay what we pay for a brand new 2020 Chevy model vehicle. So, wherever you may go this Christmas season, to Nanny's house, Uncle Buck's, Aunt Helen's, Shepherd's wants to help get you there in style and comfort with GM employee pricing for all on all 2020 Chevrolets. And don't forget, Shepherd's also has an excellent selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from that go through a complete 172-point inspection, and the service department is always ready to keep you safe on the road with a fantastic diagnostic special all month long. Be sure to follow us on Instagram for some fun Christmas gas card giveaways and visit us online at shepherdsrochester.com. From all of us at Shepherd's, happy holidays from the entire team at the corner of 14 and 25, your hometown dealer for over 25 years.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Welcome back to the pregame show alongside now Lady Zebra head coach Brian Jennings. This coach's interview being brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, connecting you with excellent health care providers. And, Coach, here we are, game day, and this one's on the road again, where you've kind of found yourself here in the last week. But, hey, only one game this week.
Yeah, you know, we got on the road here. Then we do go on the road to Central Catholic on Saturday.
One during the week,
let's say. During the week, yes. Yeah, so, yes, they only played two games this week versus three last week, and we got some practice in. It seems like it's been a long time since we've played a game, believe it or not. So I think we're ready to go.
Tonight, the North Miami Warriors in another TRC matchup, and this one, again, on the road. We talked about last week defending your own home court. Here's where you can make hay and get a road win.
Yeah, every road win is tough, and there's a little bit of a rivalry here between North Miami and Rochester over the last few years. So I think our girls are ready to go. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, we have to do what we do tonight. Take care of the ball, rebound the basketball, and use our size inside.
It was kind of ironic that we talked last week on Saturday about, even on Saturday morning with Mercedes. I had a brain fart there. With Mercedes, about the JV really starting to lead them and how they play and how they do, and then they end up going overtime and winning it. That really helped spark you on Saturday.
Yeah, it brings some excitement to these games. You know, when that JV comes out and plays well, and a lot of times I can sit with the varsity kids and say, hey, see what their JV's doing. This is what the varsity's going to do. So we get kind of a preview, and if we're putting in the effort in that JV game, the varsity kids can see what they can get done then in that varsity game. So it's kind of nice. However, here tonight, it's only two quarters of JV action. North Miami just doesn't have enough players right now to field a whole JV game. So they'll bring some varsity players down to help do at least two quarters of JV.
That's better than having to get right off the bus and start the varsity.
Yeah, and, you know, we have the COVID year anyhow, so there's all sorts of schedule changes and things like that. And with that, you know, our JV has already missed the Northwestern game, an Oregon Davis game. Tonight's only a half a game. Next Tuesday, Mechanicwaw is only a half a game. They've canceled the Twin Lakes JV portion of the tournament. So, you know, not only do we have schedule changes and things like that, it's hard rescheduling some of these JV games, so the JV kids are even missing out more. And when those kids are there to work on fundamentals and get game experience, this COVID year is going to carry on to future years for not just the Zebras, but for everybody.
Coach, let's talk about the health of the Zebras. We saw last Saturday Lexi Thomas go down late in that game and really kind of limp off, but she seems to be okay here in warm-ups tonight.
Yeah, she's doing fine. She's back full practice. Probably, I don't even think she's got tape this week. So she's back, and everybody else is pretty full strength. Cammy Burkett's been nursing a non-COVID illness. Again, you got to make sure you get that in there. So she's been a little bit under the weather, so we'll see how she reacts tonight.
Again, tonight, the North Miami Warriors, like you said, it's a big rival game, especially it's kind of grown over the last few years, and it's not always an easy place to play when you come down here as well.
No, it's not an easy place to play. You know, luckily, North Miami graduated three really good seniors last year, and this year's team is really young. I think they're starting one senior, probably three sophomores and a freshman. So they're inexperienced, but a lot of times you play that inexperience. They got, you know, they're going to go out and play hard, nothing to lose, and on their home floor, they'll probably shoot the ball better than normal.
What have you been working on this week in practice? What do you see that you need to do tonight?
We've been trying to make some adjustments to the offensive end. We've been coming off ball screens, and teams have been trapping us, so we're trying to make some adjustments there. Working on different defenses, working on some more trapping defenses. I just feel defensively we need to get going faster. We don't quite have the personnel to play the man-to-man defense like we want to. We've been working on that a little bit. But maybe we can get some trapping defenses going. So we've worked a little bit more on our trapping defenses this week.
With the younger kids, obviously, for North Miami, you want to try to maybe put a little pressure on early and force some turnovers.
Yeah, I've told Austin about every game, come out pressing early just to see what other teams have for guards. And that has always been my philosophy in the past, too, at least first couple possessions, let's see what we can do. So, we'd like to put more pressure on, create some more turnovers. When we turn the ball over like we do, we got to create a few more possessions for us.
Lexi Thomas really needs to have a great game here tonight, I think. She's got an advantage down low with these younger kids, and she's very experienced in the varsity level and really could have a great game.
Yeah, any of our post players, I think, can step up. But, Lex had a couple of strong games last week. So we always look for Lex. But I think, if Emily Hughes puts forth her full effort and Millie comes in off the bench and does a nice job, Kennedy played well, I thought, in our last game. So we just about every game have an advantage at the post. It's a matter of can we execute and get the ball there.
Sid Hollins got her first start last Saturday for you. I thought she played well.
Yeah, she had, I think, three assists and three turnovers, which wasn't bad. I don't think she made a shot, but I think she'll loosen up with that. Sid's a really good shooter, really good, passer to the post. So some of those assists will hopefully increase. And, it was funny walking to the locker room afterwards. She walked by me and goes, "Coach, sorry about the turnovers." So all that tells me is she knows what her role is. Take care of the basketball, get the ball inside, shoot when you're open.
What do you go see as you got to do tonight to get a victory?
I think the biggest thing is we have to not turn the ball over as much. I think tonight is a crucial night like that. I don't think North Miami shoots the ball all that well, so we can't give them layups off turnovers. The other thing is we got to get back to dominating the boards. I think we've really got away from that, hitting the rebounds hard, giving them one shot and done. And, then movement on the offensive end. We got to get the ball moving, find the open players, and work that ball inside.
Five starters.
We're going with the same as last time. We'll go with Emily Hughes and Lexi Thomas at the post, Emma Houdeshell and Sydney Hawes at the one and the two, and Caitlin Rogers shooting the three at the three.
Coach, wish you best of luck, and we'll look forward to talking to you after the game.
All right, thank you very much.
Brian Jennings of the Rochester Zebras. Again, this coach's interview being brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital. Back with more of the pregame show here on Giant FM 92.1 WROI.
Stop letting pain or discomfort keep you from enjoying your best life. Rochester Orthopedics, your regional orthopedic specialists, provide state-of-the-art orthopedic services you can trust. Our board-certified fellowship-trained surgeons and certified nurse practitioners treat both adults and children using the most advanced technology in the friendly convenience of the Woodlawn Hospital Quality Campus. Live your life to the fullest and call Rochester Orthopedics today at 574-223-9525.
Are you looking to upgrade your home's old air conditioning unit to a new high-efficiency heat pump? Or maybe thinking of installing a new geothermal system in your home? Or is it time for that old pool pump to be a new Energy Star variable speed pump? Residential members of Fulton County REMC are eligible for rebates designed to help save you money. Give us a call at 574-223-3156 to see if you qualify. Fulton County REMC. Making a better tomorrow since 1936.
Your local trusted choice independent agency is Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. For over 79 years, they have taken care of families and businesses throughout the area by offering affordable, sensible, and reliable insurance. Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance offers sound advice and programs for auto, homeowners, life, health, business, and commercial insurance. Call 574-223-2166. Visit them online at SmithSawyerINS.com or stop by their office, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, since 1932.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Back here at North Miami High School as we are in the free game here for this big TRC matchup tonight. The Lady Zebras and the North Miami Lady Warriors. You heard Coach Brian Jennings say they got to take advantage of the size and really not only Lexi Thomas but Millie Scorzone, Emily Hughes, all those need to have a great game down low.
That needs to be the game plan for every game we play. And we are taller than most teams that we play. So you need to establish the inside. That will open up Caitlin Rogers on the outside, Mercedes Brown, Cammie Burkett to shoot three-pointers, Emma Houdeshell. You start inside, work outside. That's the best way to play basketball. So
you know, we've talked about that. We've seen a lot of great ball movement at times by the Lady Zebras, and when they do that, seems to be the most success, when they make that extra pass, looking for that extra player, and I think that's really what Coach Jennings is wanting them to do tonight.
Yeah, and cutting down on the turnovers is going to be, it's a real simple formula, is instead of throwing the chest pass, throw a bounce pass. Fake a chest pass, throw the bounce pass, whip the ball around. I don't think North Miami, and I could be wrong, would come out into a man-to-man zone against, or man-to-man defense against us. I figure they'll come out in the zone, but with their coaching staff, they could surprise me. So,
well, we talked about this in the JV contest. Just cutting down on the number, you probably cut your turnovers in half very easily if you make that extra simple pass instead of making that difficult trying to go over the top pass. I mean, when kids put their arms up, whether they're short or not, it still makes that much more difficult to make that pass over the top, and even then, it gives the defense an extra second or two to go and react and go get it and making that sharp bounce pass.
Yep, and what I see our players do a lot is when they get pressured, they want to dribble out of the pressure instead of grabbing the ball, getting a good triple threat position, and then seeing the floor and making a decision to do that. When we get pressured, we speed up, which is the reason why, on the other side, that's why you want to pressure. To combat that, you got to take a big, deep breath. You got to get yourself in a good triple threat basketball position, and then make a good play. And once you do that, you'll cut down on the turnovers, you'll score points, and you'll blow teams out of the gym.
Well, you know, and also there is a time and place for a lob pass, and that is, you know, I mean, that's the difference. Sometimes they come down and they have a wide open pass over the top, which is great, but then they expect that every time, and that's not going to be there. Every time you have to work at it and make that happen.
When you say work at it, that means maybe fake the bounce pass and then go over the top. If you can make a fake before you actually make a pass or make a dribble drive, when we saw it in the JV game, there's a couple of girls on our side that made some great. They were in a triple threat position, made a great move, got easy baskets. It all comes from fundamentals. You do the fundamentals right, you'll cut down on the turnovers, and you'll score buckets.
Again, just a half for the JV contest tonight. The Lady Zebras winning that one 24-22 on a buzzer beater here tonight to win it. Again, Lily Eaton leading the way with seven. We'll talk to Austin Onofield in halftime about that big 24-22 victory here tonight at North Miami High School. Time now for the national anthem, and then we'll have the starting lineups for you. So we'll be back with that. You're listening to Zebra Basketball, Giant FM Sports, 92.1 WROI.
Be sure to stop at a Smith Farm Store's Customer Appreciation Sale this Saturday and Sunday, December 19th and 20th. They would like to thank you for shopping locally and supporting their stores throughout the year. So this weekend, Smith Farm Store will give you an extra discount, including 30% off all clothing, accessories, and footwear, 20% off all toys, and there will be additional special sales and doorbusters all weekend long. Smith Farm Store's Customer Appreciation Sale this weekend, December 19th and 20th, located at 151 Rochester Plaza, serving farm and home since 1971.
Tax season is here, and getting the right help doesn't have to be a mystery. With over 25 years' experience, Tidewater is happy to assist individuals, small business, and corporate accounts. Located in downtown Rochester at 806 Main Street, Tidewater offers fast refunds, being prepared with personal and professional care. Call 574-367-7366 today for an appointment. Tidewater Executive Tax Service is your hometown tax resource.
Turn in the tide on taxes. Tidewater Tax Service.
The Fulton County Solid Waste District has convenient drop-off sites throughout Rochester and Fulton County. Bring your clean and contaminant-free items to one of the following: 1452 Wenzel Street, Smith Farm Store Parking Lot, the former Hart Shafter Marks Parking Lot, Save-A-Lot Parking Lot, Leiter's Ford Tavern Parking Lot, the old service station in Kiwanis behind the Caston School, and the lot behind Dilly's Restaurant in Akron. For a large amount of recyclables, drop them off at the Recycling Center, 1452 Wenzel Street, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to noon. For more information, call 574-223-4939.
Hello, this is Lauren Doherty. As a Rochester native and graduate of Rochester High School, I am pleased to return home and join the practice of Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. After attending Ball State University for undergraduate studies, I continued on to law school at Charleston School of Law in South Carolina. I look forward to assisting new clients with personal, business, or family legal needs. I encourage you to stop by our office at 125 East 10th Street or give us a call at 574-223-4292. Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins is here for you now and will be here for you in the future.
The Manitowoc Moose Lodge, 1107, located at 1911 West Side Road in Rochester, offers dinner from 4 to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Food is prepared by One Eye Jacks of Winnemac. Daily specials are available along with their full menu. Call 574-224-3914 for reservations. The Manitowoc Moose Lodge, 1107, says there's no better feeling than making a difference in the lives of children, seniors, and communities.
Local radio is high school basketball. Giant FM.
Back here in North Miami High School. Time now for the starting lineups being brought to you tonight by the Fulton County Solid Waste District. Don't trash our future. Please recycle. For the guest on the scoreboard, for the Lady Zebras, number 3, a sophomore, Emma Hadashell. Number 5, a junior, Lexi Thomas. Number 12, a sophomore, Sydney Hawes. Number 20, a junior, Emily Hughes. And number 32, the senior, Caitlin Rogers, the starters for the Lady Zebras. Starters now for the North Miami Warriors. They're going to start a freshman, number 11, Emily Smith. Number 13, a sophomore, Allison Bowman, a sophomore. Number 22, Molly Freeman, a freshman. Number 30, Caden Hanley. And a sophomore, number 32, Ellie Musselman. Coach Lori working for the Lady Zebras. Coach Brian Jennings, Lori working for the Lady Warriors. And Coach Brian Jennings for the Rochester Lady Zebras. Time now for the tip being brought to you by the Insulation Guys, your hometown certified insulation provider. It'll be Musselman and Rogers in the tip. And Rogers controls it off to Thomas. Now she gives it off to Hadashell. Hadashell will run the point. Hadashell comes to the near side to Hawes. Hawes with the basketball left wing. Now down in the corner to Rogers. Rogers takes a peek inside at Hughes, gives it back to Hawes, or Hadashell. She tries to go over the top. First turnover of the contest goes to the Lady Zebras, and here come the North Miami Warriors. 20 seconds gone by, and the Zebras have their first turnover.
Just like we talked about at the beginning of the game, Emma probably should have swung that around and got it in the post.
Bounce pass down low to Musselman. It's good, and we got a whistle. Nope, must touch the ball. So we had a first point of the contest go to the sophomore, Musselman. And she gets it down low and makes a nice move on Hughes. Rogers with the basketball for the Zebras in the corner. Back up top to Hadashell. Hadashell against that 2-3 zone. Hall's now with it at left wing. Rogers, three ball in the left corner. Off the mark, no good. Hughes battles for the rebound. Bounces off her head into the hands of Bowman, but she loses it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Zebras underneath their own basket.
We looked really good in warm-ups, and we looked really flat here in the first minute of the ball game.
7:08 to go, 2-0. North Miami lead. Hawes inbounds it to Rogers. Rogers now with the basketball top of the key. Randy Wynn, Justin Bach, glad you could join us here from North Miami High School. TRC matchup for the Lady Zebras and the North Miami Warriors. Zebras looking to go to 3-0 in the conference. Hawes with the basketball top of the key. Comes to the near side, now to Rogers. To Hadashell, left wing. Hadashell resetting the offense. Comes around the screen by Hughes. Now in the corner to Hall. She'll fire the three ball from the corner. Off the mark, no good. Rebound goes to North Miami and Freeman.
Good looking shot by Sid. It'll go in for
Bowman with the basketball. Stolen by Hughes. Hughes to the rack. Jump stops. Up and short. And a rebound fought for. Hadashell comes away with it. Emily should have just continued on instead of taking that jump shot. Made
yep.
a layup.
Yep, I agree.
Hadashell with the basketball now to Hawes down in the corner. She tries to go over the top to Hughes. And, again, pass is stolen.
She's being bracketed. So you got to move it around. You can't throw force it into her.
Smith with the basketball now to far side to Bowman. Into Musselman. Turn around to Freeman, her shot up off the glass, good. And it's 4-0 now with 5:50 to go here in the first quarter. North Miami on top on the Inyards True Value scoreboard. Hawes on the left wing with the basketball, looking for Thomas. Now back to Hadashell. Hadashell, left wing. Rogers in the corner. Hadashell back up top. Around the screen by Hughes, and yep, she did. She threw that hip out there, and an illegal screen coming on Emily Hughes. The first foul of the game belongs to the Zebras and Emily Hughes.
Yep. Can't throw your hip and to no. make contact. You got to either be there or just let her go.
Musselman will inbound. Stolen by Hughes. Hughes, right hand layup up good. Zebras' first points of the contest come off of a steal. Bowman with the basketball now to Musselman. Zebras putting full court pressure on. Stolen by Lexi Thomas at midcourt. Lexi now with a hottest shell. She'll reset the offense. Now to Rogers. Deep three ball. Short. And Lexi Thomas goes over the back. And she's going to be whistled for the second foul of the night. Her first. Team second.
And that was one that she should have just let go. Because that was kind of a cheap one. She was blocked out pretty good right there.
So it'll be full court press now by the Lady Zebras. A man press. As Smith with the basketball in the backcourt. Now quickly ahead to Bowman. Bowman with it. Bowman looking to get it across the timeline. She's going to have to hurry, and she finally gets it across to Smith. Quickly ahead to Freeman, thrown out of bounds, too far over the top.
And Coach Jennings talked about this in the pregame to come out and full court pressure, see what they could do, and I think this is the right time to do it because it's gonna cause them issues.
Under 5 to go, 4-2, and North Miami on top on the Inyards True Value scoreboard. Hadashell, right wing, goes down low to Hughes. Hughes picks it up off the glass, no good. Last touch by Hughes, out of bounds to North Miami. Musselman will inbound. She gets it in to Hanley, now quickly off to Smith. Smith on the far side, brings it across the timeline to Bowman. Bowman with the basketball, over the top to Musselman, almost stripped. Now down low to Hadley. Hanley with the basketball. She's going to throw it in the backcourt or towards the sideline, saved by Bowman. Bowman on the left wing. Down low to Musselman. Back to Bowman. She'll fire the three ball. Air ball. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Zebra basketball.
6 turnovers so far tonight for the Lady Warriors.
4:23 to go in the opening quarter. Randy Wendt, Justin Mott, glad you could join us here tonight. 4-2, North Miami on the Inyards True Value scoreboard. Hadashell with the basketball to Hughes. To Hawes. Hawes left wing. Goes right wing now to Hadashell. Down low to Hughes. Up and good.
Good.
And Emily Hughes ties it up at 4.
Good pass that time by Emma.
Bowman with the basketball. Back to Musselman. Full court again pressed by the Lady Zebras. Bowman over the top to Hanley. Back to Musselman. Musselman ahead to Smith. Smith tries to go over the top. It's tipped. It'll be last touched by Zebras, and it will be North Miami basketball on the baseline. 3:50 here in the first, 4-4. Randy Wynn, Justin Bach, glad you could join us for a Thursday night girls basketball. Musselman loses out of bounds. Another turnover in North Miami, and it'll be Zebra basketball.
She just had a free layup right there. She just took her eyes off the prize there and lost the basketball.
In North Miami in that 2-3 zone, and here comes the Zebras trying to go over the top to Thomas. She kicks it out to Rogers. Three ball. Good.
Inside out. Never fails.
7-4. Zebras take their first lead of the contest. Musselman with it. Now in the backcourt to Bowman. Quickly ahead to Smith. Smith to Bowman on the right wing. Down low to Hanley. Tipped by Rogers. Picked up by Hanley. Down low to Freeman. Freeman to Musselman. Left-hand layup, no good. Lexi Thomas pulls down the rebound. And her pass to Hodeshell then is almost stolen, but a foul coming. And that's going to be on the freshman, Emily Smith. It's going to be her first team first.
She's a good good little guard. I mean, we saw her in the JV game. She directs traffic. And getting this kind of experience as a freshman is always a good thing.
Hawes out, and Kennedy Jackson comes in for the first time tonight for the Lady Zebras. Rogers in the right wing, passes up to three, now up to Thomas. Down to Jackson in the left wing. Jackson will dribble back up top, goes to Hodeshell in the right wing. Hodeshell, cross-court pass to Rogers. She'll fire another three ball, in and out, no good. Hughes with the rebound, up and good. Emily's got six of the nine, and the Zebras own a 9-4 lead. Smith with the basketball, now to Bowman. Ooh. Bowman will reset the North Miami offense. Comes right side now to Smith. Throws it out of bounds. Oh, Alexi Thomas just touched it as it was going for the steal, and it'll stay with North Miami.
Starting to feel it now. They're starting to take over the game, Lady Zebras are.
2:40 to go here in the opening quarter, 9-4 on the Innards True Value scoreboard. Zebras up 5. Musselman with a layup, up no good. Freeman rebound, up no good. Lexi Thomas rips down the rebound. Emma Hodeshell will push for the Lady Zebras. Quickly ahead to Jackson, down low to Hughes. Hughes then loses it, but off the foot of the North Miami Warriors. It'll stay with Rochester. Baseline left. And
squeeze it.
Jackson will inbound.
Get that ball and squeeze it.
Jackson will slap the basketball, set things in motion. Into Rogers. Rogers. Off balance, up and good.
And that's pretty.
11-4. She kind of lost her footing there. She got tied up, but was able to regain and had a nice looking shot. Hughes with the steal. Hughes behind the back. Now brings it back out to Hodeshell. She'll bring it back up top. To Thomas. Thomas at the free throw line. Penetrates up off the glass too hard. Gets her own rebound. Kicks it back out to Rogers. To Hodeshell. Back to Rogers. The hottest shell, and the Zebras will reset with 2 minutes to go here in the first. Jackson on the right wing from the screen by Hughes. Jackson penetrates to Thomas, to Rogers, kind of helter-skelter right now. Zebras not making crisp passes like they were a little bit ago.
Well, they're kind of off-balanced and kind of falling as they're throwing it.
Rogers down low to Hughes. Hughes goes to work. Baby hook up, no good. Thomas with the rebound, up and no good. And Bowman with the rebound for the Lady Warriors. Bowman quickly ahead to Musselman. Loses the basketball, stolen by Thomas. Thomas then is fouled from behind. And that's going to be on Smith. That's going to be her second. And I believe the team's second.
Zebra defense has turned over the Lady Warriors 9 times here in the first quarter.
Cammy Burkett comes in, and Emily Hughes will get a breather. She's got 6 of the 11.
And she's got a couple of steals,
yeah,
and some rebounds.
Rebound.
She's done it all.
Great first quarter for Hughes. Jackson with the basketball on the left wing. Cross-court pass to Hodeshell. Now to Burkett. Burkett thinks about a three, passes it up over the top to Thomas, up and off the glass. No good. Musselman with the rebound. Musselman then will bring the ball up. She hands it off to Bowman. Bowman walks it across the timeline to Smith. Smith down in the corner to Hadley, to a cutting Musselman. Her layup up, no good. And Jackson with the rebound and a foul coming from Musselman on the attack. She takes out Kennedy Jackson, and that's hard to do.
Yeah. No, well, once Kennedy has a position, once she's got you blocked out, if you do anything, it's going to be a foul.
Under a minute to go here, 11-4, Zebra lead on the Innards True Value scoreboard. Zebras will probably look to work for one shot. Well, I'm wrong. Jackson penetrates, up and good. 13-4. That works as well, too.
Well, she's been doing that the last couple games, getting about 4 to 6 points a game, and that's what we need from Kennedy.
Smith with the basketball for the North Miami Warriors. Left wing now to Freeman. Down low to Musselman. Musselman against Rogers. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rogers rips the rebound. Here comes the Zebras. Quickly ahead to Rogers, to Jackson, as the pass came from Hodeshell. A little bit too much on that one, and it goes out of bounds. Another Zebra turnover.
Emma had the right idea, but go ahead and take a couple dribbles, get in the half court, run off some seconds, and then get a good look at the basket at the buzzer.
Bowman with the basketball, crosses the timeline with 14, quickly ahead to Hanley, to Freeman, her wide open layup, good. 13-6, Zebras have 7 seconds. Hottishell with the basketball with 4. Hottishell to Rogers with 2. Back to Hottishell, she'll fire at the buzzer, no good, and that'll do it for the first quarter. At the end of 1, the Zebras own a 13-6 lead on the Inyurts True Value scoreboard. Back with the second quarter after this, you're listening to Zebra Basketball. Giant FM Sports, 92.1 WROI.
High energy bills? Contact the Installation Guys, LLC Rochester, and let them be your solution to modern energy efficiency. They provide spray foam insulation for every application, from new home to attic upgrades to pole barns and everything in between. Spray foam seals the exterior of any structure from air filtration, which accounts for most heating and cooling loss. Call the Insulation Guys at 260-705-7477 to solve your high energy bills.
Get the inside story weekday mornings on Giant FM Sports.
Back here at North Miami High School as we get ready to start the second quarter. Zebras own a 13-6 lead. Justin, how's that first quarter's numbers look?
Well, Emily Hughes led us with 6 points, Caitlin Rogers with 5, Kennedy Jackson with 2. We had 7 rebounds, 4 offensive, 3 defensive, 4 turnovers. North Miami, Molly Freeman has 4, Musselman with 2. They have 5 total rebounds, 1 offensive, 4 defensive, and turned the ball over 9 times.
I want to get a shout-out as well from Coach Davis to his wife, Tammy. Happy birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Tammy. And Coach Davis is going to try to help Coach Jennings here get a win and celebrate your birthday tomorrow. So happy birthday to Coach Davis' wife, Tammy. Tomorrow.
Hopefully he gets her something nice and expensive.
I've already told him he's got to, he put it on the air, so he's got to really get a nice, expensive gift.
Yeah, yep.
Tammy will have to let us know. If not, we'll get back on him about that.
Yep.
North Miami starts with the basketball in the second quarter. Down low to Musselman, now to Smith, to Bowman, to Freeman, stolen by Jackson. Jackson with the basketball. Jackson, left-hand layup up, no good, but a foul coming. As Bowman shoves her in the back, and Jackson will go to the line to shoot 2.
Kennedy, great play, gets it all the way down there. If she would just jump stop and compose herself, then go straight up, she'd have gotten the and one.
So she'll get 2 free throws, and that's the team 4th foul for North Miami, and Bowman's first. Into the contest for North Miami here in the second quarter will be number 24, Whitmire. Jackson's first free throw is good. On the floor also for the Zebras, Millie scores zone, checked in at the quarter break. So it's Jackson scores zone, Rogers, Burkett, and Hottishell. Jackson's second free throw is good again.
She's been good from the foul line this year.
15-6, Zebras lead here on the Inyurts True Value scoreboard. Smith with the basketball, now to Bowman. Bowman back to Smith. Just playing back and forth up top at the volleyball line. Bowman to Smith. She'll fire a quick 3 ball on the way. No good, too hard. Jackson with the rebound, quickly ahead to Hottishell. Quickly ahead to Millie, score zone. Millie's layup up and rolls out. No good. Gets her own rebound, and we're going to have a tie-up. It'll be Zebra basketball. So an offensive rebound for Millie. But, yeah, she had a wide-open layup. I think she didn't expect that to happen.
No, I mean, when she got the pass, it was kind of one dribble. Had 2 people around her and kind of threw it up. She'd have jump-stopped, she'd have gotten it in there.
Jackson into Burkett on the inbound, and Burkett 3 ball on the way, no good. Bowman pulls down the rebound. Bowman and the Lady Warriors will push. Bowman, quick lay ahead to Musselman. Now to back to Bowman. She'll fire the 3 ball on the way, no good. Rebound, Jackson. Kennedy Jackson will look to push. Jackson. And slows up as she saw a 1-on-3, and so she waits for Emma and gives it back to Emma. Emma will reset the offense, comes to the near side, now to Jackson. Jackson holds, trying to direct traffic. She penetrates, and she's going to be fouled. And if that's on to Smith, that's going to be her 3rd. And it is.
It is, yeah.
North Miami already a little thin, and now their guard has 3 fouls, and she'll come out. And coming in will be Hanley. So an opportunity here for the Lady Zebras maybe to put a little more pressure on, yep, as one of the 2 ball handlers are sitting on the bench now.
Yeah, we'll probably go full court on them right this next possession, defensive possession.
Hottishell has it back up top with 6:40 to go here before halftime. Zebras up 15-6, resetting the offense. Jackson with the basketball to the near side now to Burkett. Down low to Rogers. Rogers is pass is tipped, stolen by the North Miami, and now here comes Bowman. Bowman with the basketball. Up ahead and stolen by Jackson. Little miscommunication by the North Miami Warriors. Not sure who was supposed to be getting that ball. Hadley and Musselman both were in the area, and they tipped at each other, and it goes out of bounds.
Now, Kennedy does such a great job when she comes off the bench of just bringing that defensive spark. She does a great job on defense, getting steals, and then she does a good job on offense, attacking the zone, attacking the gaps in the zone, and either getting fouled or getting baskets.
Hawes back in. Burkett sets down for the Zebras. Jackson with it on the near side. Down to the corner and out to Hawes. Hawes with it. Back up top to Hadashell. Hadashell, left wing. From the screen by score zone, penetrates, kicks it down low to Rogers, spin move on the way.
I think that was a good pivot, and I don't agree with
sure
that call.
Sure looked like a good pivot. Must have missed something as the official saw a travel. Hughes in, Rogers out. On the In Your True Value scoreboard, 6 minutes to go in the first half, 15-6. Lady Zebras up.
Sometimes the refs want to anticipate a travel call, and then once they've got it in their mind, then they're going to call it regardless.
Freeman with the basketball, down low to Musselman, and she's going to be fouled by a score zone. That's going to be Millie's first, and a team fourth, or third.
Third.
Team third. They change that team foul quickly up there.
Yes, I know.
Bowman to inbound. She does to Hanley, down low to Freeman, but pass is stolen by Hadashell. Hadashell will take it to the hole. Blocked by Musselman. Picked back up by score zone. Kicks out to Jackson. Kennedy Jackson adds three more to her resume, and it's 18-6.
That away, Kennedy. That was a great inside out by Emma. Good look for Kennedy, and Kennedy just fired away and hit the three.
Coach working wants a 30-second timeout. 5.5 to go here in the first half. 18-6. Zebras lead on the In Your True Value scoreboard. Gives us an opportunity to tell you about our fine sponsors, Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936. Smith Farm Store, serving farm and home since 1971. Smith Sawyer and Smith Insurance, insurance bonds and wealth management. Woodlawn Hospital, where care and compassion meet. Manitow Moose Lodge, 1107. Come out and enjoy family fun. The Insulation Guys, your hometown certified insulation service provider. And Jennings Insurance in Argus and in Rochester, going beyond the expected for you. Again, 5:32 here in the first half. Zebras up 18-6, and a little helter-skelter at time, but boy, when that inside-out game's working, the Zebras have put some points on the board.
Yeah, and I mean, it's doing the little things. They just, when North Miami comes and pressures you, like I said, just secure the ball, make a good basketball play, and we'll be fine.
Bowman inbound for the Warriors. Bowman looking. Finally gets it in. Down low, kicks it back out to Bowman. Bowman's just inside the three. Two more points for Bowman. 18-8. Hawes with the rebound. With the basketball. Hawes in the corner. Hadashell. Hadashell down low to Hughes, and she's going to be fouled from a push in the back from Freeman. And that's going to be team foul number six. So one more, and the Lady Zebras will be shooting free throws.
That's Freeman second.
So Freeman with two, and Smith, Emily Smith, with three on the bench for North Miami. Law pass over the top to score zone. She gets it into Hadashell, and they'll reset the Zebra offense. Go to the far side, now to Hawes. Hawes around Bowman. Down low to Jackson. Her five-footer on the way. Missed everything, and it goes out of bounds. North Miami basketball.
That's all right. It's a heat check. She's got all five of our points here in the second quarter.
Bowman with the basketball for North Miami. Zebras step back in a 2-3 zone. Bowman will walk it across the timeline. Bowman in the middle to Musselman. Back to Bowman. She'll fire the three ball. In and out. No good. Rebound, Hughes. She gives it off to Hadashell, and she'll bring it up the timeline. Hadashell in the corner to Jackson. Over the top to Hughes. Emily wide open. Layup up. No good. Gets her own rebound. Back up. No good again. And into the hands of Freeman. Freeman has it. Quickly ahead to Musselman. Musselman down low to Hadley. Layup good.
Good look.
Zebras caught watching instead of getting back on defense. And now it's a 8-point contest. 18-10. Zebras up. Jackson over the top to score zone. Layup good.
Good pass. Millie got the ball, secured it, and laid it right up.
The greatest thing there was Millie scored zone. It was a high pass. She never brought it down. She kept the ball up and laid it up.
Yep, perfect.
Bowman with the basketball. Bowman on the near side. Down in the corner. Kicks it out to Hanley. Back to Musselman. Musselman then has it stripped and stolen by Hughes.
Good hands by Sidney Hawes right there.
Hawes quickly up the court. Hawes now out of shell. Back to Hawes. She'll fire a three ball. Just short. She battles for the rebound against Whitmire. And Whitmire lasts a touch. It'll be Zebra basketball.
Good hustle. She followed her shot. Used her hands to get in on the North Miami player. And North Miami last touched it. Our ball.
Thomas and Rogers back in, and North Miami wants another timeout. We'll take one as well. 3:38 to go here in the first half. 20-10, Zebras lead. Giant FM.
If you're planning on painting, check out the all-new Paint Center at Inyard's True Value of Rochester. Come in to see all the colors on display for interior and exterior easy care paint. The pros at Inyard's can help you decide the best color for your room. They have all the supplies you need to make your project a success. Inyard's True Value, 1619 Main Street, is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, Saturday 7 to 6, and Sunday from 7 to 5.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at North Miami High School after the Lady Warrior timeout. 3:38 to go here in the first half. Zebras will have it on the inbound from Hawes. Baseline left. Randy Wynn, Justin Bach, glad you could join us here tonight. North Miami High School. The inbounds comes to Rogers. Instantly a three ball. Good.
That easy.
23-10. Zebras up. Bowman. Bringing the ball across the timeline. Zebras putting on some half-court pressure. Tip is stolen, or loose ball, and it bounced three or four times, and the Zebras looked at it, and nobody went after it.
Nope. Caitlin got the foul, and that's questionable right there.
Rogers with her first foul, team number four. Musselman will inbound. She does to Freeman, and Hawes is going to get caught reaching in.
Can't play through a player. Got to get around them.
Foul is on Hawes, her first, team number five. 23-10 here with 3:24 to go in the first half. Bowman looking to inbound. She gets it into Hanley. Hanley with it back to Bowman. Bowman almost loses possession but picks it back up. Throws it over the top to Whitmire. Whitmire down low to Musselman. Off the block. No good. Rebound. Hughes. Hughes quickly ahead to Hadashell. Hadashell brings it across the timeline. Down in the corner to Hawes. Down low to Thomas. Up and good. Lexi Thomas from Sid Hawes. Two more for Lexi. 25-10. Now Zebras up 15. Bowman over the top to Musselman. Stolen by Lexi Thomas. Now to Hadashell. Hadashell with the basketball. Splits the defenders, goes right side now to Hawes. Down low to Hughes. Hughes layup up no good, but a foul coming on Whitmire. And that'll be her first, I believe, maybe second. First, team seventh. But going to the line to shoot two will be Emily Hughes for the Lady Zebras.
Emily has 6 points so far tonight.
Free throw. First one on the way, short off the front of the iron. No legs on
no
that
legs.
One. Mercedes Brown checks in for Hadashell for the first time tonight for the Lady Zebras. 2:37 to go here in the first half. Sid and Mercedes talk about who's going to do what. Short again by Hughes. Bowman with the basketball. Bowman across the timeline. Bowman then is instantly double-teamed. Got to get rid of it. She does to Hanley. Hanley's pass then is stolen by Hughes. Hughes to the rack. Right-handed layup. Up and good.
Coast to coast. The half-court trap is really causing North Miami problems. They've turned it over the last three times down the floor.
Bowman with the basketball. Now to Hanley. Hanley then travels. Well, you can tell she's not used to handling the basketball because the other guard, Emily Smith, is on the bench with three fouls. Kim Batten will come in, and Hughes will sit down. 17-point lead, 27-10. Zebras up here on the Inyards True Value scoreboard. 2:10 to go here in the first half. Rainy Wayne, Justin Bach from North Miami High School, batting with the basketball. Now to Hawes. So wide open, Lexi Thomas, up and good. Lexi's got two more, and it's 29-10.
Another assist for Sid.
Quickly ahead, stolen by Hughes. Now given off to Brown. Mercedes Brown with the basketball to Rogers. Thinks about a three. She'll give it to Brown. She'll fire a three off the mark. Thomas with the rebound. Thomas back up. No good, but she's going to be fouled, and she'll get a chance to go to the free throw line.
Zebras dominating now, doing whatever they want to do and doing it their way. They're playing their game now.
Well, Coach Jenny said in the pregame that they needed to dominate the boards. They got away from that really domination of the boards, and they are doing that tonight already with 14-7 apiece on the offensive defensive end. Thomas's first free throw is good. Freeman back into the contest for North Miami. 1:40 to go here in the first half, 29-10. Lexi Thomas has her second free throw. On the way, it is off the mark, no good. Freeman with the rebound. Now ahead to Bowman. Bowman then is going to be double teamed as soon as she gets it. She'll pass it up to Hadley. Hadley then to Musselman. Down low to Freeman. To a wide open Whitmire, up and good.
Good ball movement by the Lady Warriors.
Yeah. 30-12. Mercedes Browns with the basketball. Mercedes comes to the near side to Rogers. To Batten. Batten will dribble it back to the middle. She gives it off now to Thomas. Thomas, top of the key. Back to Batten, will reset. From the screen by Thomas. Batten rolls. Now to Hawes. Hawes with it left side. Cross court pass to Mercedes Brown in the corner. She's double teamed. Going to have to get it out of there. Ball's loose. Picked up by Hawes. Oh, says stepped on, or the ball hit the sideline. Yeah, says the ball
our
hit.
Ball,
yeah. Ball hit it before. Last tip by North Miami. Hawes will inbound right in front of the North Miami bench with 55.8 seconds to go here before half. Into Rogers, into Hawes. Hawes in the corner. Leaves it for Lexi Thomas. Turn around, back to Rogers. Three ball on the way. Another assist for Thomas. Great in-and-out game by Thomas and Rogers right now, and it's 33-12, 40 seconds to go. Hanley with the basketball. Hanley is double-teamed. She gets it off to Bowman, top of the key. Now to Musselman. Down low to Freeman. Freeman back to Whitmire. Her shot up, no good. Freeman with the rebound. Up, good, and a foul.
Good ball movement again by North Miami.
Every time North Miami makes good, crisp passes and doesn't try to dribble out of the traps, they're breaking it, and they're getting some wide-open shots underneath. And with that, Coach Jennings will bring in Kennedy Jackson for Rogers. Cammy Burkett back in for Sid Hawes. 33-14, 27.7 seconds left before halftime. And Freeman will go to the line for one and a chance to complete the three-point play. Good for Freeman, 33-15.
She has seven to lead North Miami.
Burkett with the basketball across the timeline. Burkett against Bowman. Over the top to Lexi Thomas. Up off the glass. Good again. 35-15. 20-point lead for the Zebras.
7 points in the quarter for Lexi.
10 seconds remain. Bowman with the basketball to Musselman. Musselman down low. Up off the glass. Good. 35-17. 2 seconds. Burkett half quarter on the way. No good. And that'll do it for the first half. On the Inyards True Value Scoreboard, halftime, 35-17, Zebras lead here at North Miami High School. When we come back, we'll have the halftime show being brought to you by Jaredi's Place, and we'll talk to Lady Zebra head, or JV coach Austin Otterfield coming up here at halftime. Again, halftime, 35-17, Zebras lead, Giant FM Sports, 92.1 WROI.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote. Saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420. Serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
First Federal Savings Bank would like to wish everyone happy holidays from their family to yours. First Federal Savings Bank has decided to extend their purchase special through December for all purchase fixed-rate sellable loans disclosed in the month of December. First Federal Savings Bank will give a lender credit of $500 towards standard closing costs plus a discounted interest rate from the published rate sheet. Ask one of their mortgage loan originators for more details. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. First Federal Savings Bank is an equal housing lender, FDIC insured, NMLS number 399927.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Back here at North Miami High School at halftime. Time now for the halftime show, being brought to you by Dreddy's Place, home of the Other Side Grill and Arlington Banquet Room. Check out team meals, to-go box lunches, and a full coffee bar. Now featuring bubble teas, that's Dreddy's Place, your halftime sponsor here tonight. North Miami High School, Zebras lead it at halftime in the varsity contest, 35-17. Let's talk JV as we welcome in Austin Onifield and the JV squad. Just a half tonight, Coach, but a big half for you and the squad, 24-22. Congratulations, a buzzer beater.
Yes, and yeah, for a lot of people who didn't know, at the very end, or beginning of today, we switched over to two JV quarter, which I can happily say for a game, this is the least amount of fouls we've ever committed. Three fouls. So it's a good day.
3,024 points. That's a pretty good day for the Lady Zebra JV squad.
Yep, Lily Eaton leading us with seven, and then Elizabeth Weaver leading us with six, which is very big. But the thing is we're moving the ball now.
Yeah.
It took us a quarter. But now when we move that ball and we swing it, we can hit our post a lot easier, and everybody's able to make plays.
I think your defense was great as well, and even in rebounding. I thought you rebounded better tonight than you have maybe the last couple of games.
Yes, and that's something we've been stressing a lot about is rebounding. You know, we are a little bit undersized, the JV team, and we're going to see that time and time again. But it's just something that we have to keep teaching, keep instilling in their minds. I mean, today we saw plays that people usually don't make. Lily Eaton coming off a screen, throwing a pass left hand between two people. I mean, epic. That's not great basketball. I just think it's a great play. She's really starting to understand, see the floor. Maddie Heinzman playing great defense for us, not backing down, anticipating everything. Savannah Eccles getting in there for us to play some really good defense when we asked her.
Walk us through the last 2.4 seconds. You get the basketball back. You call a timeout. You're drawing up a play, and did it go the way you drew it up?
No, so we had two different plays that we drew up. We had one coming out of the first timeout where we had the play set up. They switched to the man. I was set up for zone, so then we called out another timeout. Coach Davis came over here and drew it up, which for drawing it up one time and for JV to see it, to be able to execute it, was pretty nice, but we'd rather see Maddie Heinzman, instead of catching on that elbow, cut back door and get a layup. Can't argue with the results, though, at the end of the play. It's a very nice shot.
Lily Eaton making a great pass there to Maddie Heinzman, and Maddie knew she didn't have much time. She turns around, throws it off the back of the backboard, and Zebras win it 24-22.
Yes, and what we can take from this game that we improved on from last game was our defensive pressure. Yeah. Everybody was on their toes. Everybody was moving. Hands were up. I mean, there's not a lot of people in here today, and I can tell you this is one of the first times I really heard everybody communicating. I mean, I could hear it on the opposite end of the court. Weaver's telling people, back door, 32's cutting up. I'm thinking those are the game calls you are looking for out of your sophomores.
Well, we know Weaver likes to talk, so, I mean, you know, she's like her father. She can talk. So, you know, that's what you like to see, though. You want those kids doing that. You want to help your teammates out.
Yeah, and you see it throughout the whole JV team, whether it's kids on the bench or on the court. Kylie Coleman is bringing Eaton over and Sells over and talking to her now. They're saying, hey, we're seeing this action. Let's run this back door. So now they're starting to read defenses. They're starting to read what the other team, you know, who can guard and who can't guard. And at the JV level, that's what you really need to start teaching these kids, is taking advantage of your mismatches.
Speaking of mismatches, a few of them here in the varsity contest as well, and really Hughes and Thomas going to work down low.
Yeah, make the bigs move. That's how you get Emily Hughes active, as you saw when we put her up on that zone. Man, her hands were everywhere, cutting everybody off. She is 6'6", 1" and still growing. She is quick when she wants to be. So she is a force up top. Caitlin Rogers getting tips. I mean, when you have, you know, Emma Hattershell, Sydney Hawes, and Cammy Burkett, Jake Ruff says it all the time, they're like bugs that won't go away. They are in you no matter what. So the size is really bothering North Miami right now. And when they get it in the post, they're shooting it all the way over.
Yeah.
Just because of the great wall-up defense and help side defense.
You know, that great post work by the Lady Zebras also has now opened it up for Caitlin Rogers, and Kennedy Jackson fires up a three as well. So that it really, you know, that opens that up, and these girls are starting to see how much that really helps.
Yes. Big example is when we were swinging the ball and we got it over to Sydney Hawes' side. As she would dribble across after that reversal, her opposite post is open. And now they're starting to see if we reverse this ball, that opposite side is wide open. Now we got to ask our post players who posted well for that first half. Now we got to start doing the small things and sealing our back sides. And once we get that down, like you said, Caitlin Rogers' shot is falling. I mean, she had one at the end of the half that was 2 feet behind the line.
Yeah.
Nothing but net. And, you know, when I was in high school, girls weren't making that play. Game's evolving so much, and girls are getting such a nice touch and dribble now. It's really nice to see that we're able to stick out, draw people out, and when the shots are growing, posts will start getting open now.
The full court pressure really caused North Miami some problems early, and then you kind of back off a little bit, and then you ended up on that half court trap, and that really caused issues.
Yeah, big thing was, though, with this full court trap, back to a half-court trap, our foul situation was great. It's probably the second or third time this season we weren't in the double, giving the team the double bonus heading into the beginning of the second quarter.
Coach, congratulations, 24-22 for the JV squad. We'll let you get back with the varsity 35-17 here at halftime. We'll look forward to talking to you Tuesday night.
Yep, can't wait to talk to you guys. See ya.
Austin Onfield with the JV squad. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Justin will have our first half numbers. Giant FM, 92.1 WROI.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flush, brake services, alignment, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tire, see Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
Local radio is high school basketball, basketball. On Giant FM.
Back here again at North Miami High School. We are at halftime, being brought to you by Giretti's Place, 35-17 on the Innards True Value scoreboard. Justin, you've got the first half numbers.
For North Miami, they had 8 2-point field goals, 0 3-point field goals. They were 1-of-1 from the foul line. For their 17 points, they had 10 rebounds, 2 offensive, 8 defensive, had 17 turnovers. Lady Warriors were led by Freeman with 7, Musselman with 4, Bowman, Whitmire, and Hanley with 2. For your Lady Zebras, they had 10 2-point field goals, 4 3-point field goals, 3 of 6 from the foul line, 14 total rebounds, 7 offensive, 7 defensive, 7 turnovers. Triple sevens right there. I need to go to the casino. Rogers leading all scorers tonight so far with 11. Hughes with 8. Thomas with 7. Jackson with 7. And Millie scores own with 2 for our 35.
35-17 here at halftime on the Innards True Value scoreboard. That's going to do it for the halftime show. Again, brought to you by Giretti's Place on the other side, Grill and Arlington Banquet Room. Check out team meals, to-go box lunches, and the full coffee bar now featuring Bubble Tees. That's Giretti's Place in downtown Rochester. Justin, what adjustments do you make, or what do you keep working on here in the second half?
Keep doing what Coach Onfield said. You keep reversing the ball, looking to the backside post, and then when they start collapsing on that, then you start finding your shooters on the outside. Defensively, keep playing that half-court trap defense. Make North Miami work to get the ball. When North Miami... what they need to do is take their time, don't dribble into it. When they move the ball, like you said, when they pass it, make good crisp passes, they're getting layups. So that's what both teams have to do. But I really like the way the Zebras are playing tonight. This is that game where we thought, don't play down to your competition. They have not done that so far tonight.
North Miami has the basketball to start the second half, again, trailing 35-17. Coming up on Saturday morning, we'll have Coach's Corner, so I hope you join us. And you heard Coach Jennings mention it in the pregame. The Lady Zebras on the road to Lafayette Central Catholic. We will not be at that game. We'll be back on the game Tuesday night as they are home with Maconaquah. Stolen by Hawes down low. Hawes with the basketball now on the left side. Hawes with it from the screen by Hughes. Now off to Hadashell. Hadashell, right wing. Hadashell dribbles in, turns around, kicks it back out to Hall. She goes cross court to Rogers. Pass is stolen. Bowman with the basketball. Bowman to Hanley. Hanley layup up. No good. Thomas with the rebound. Thomas clears it out to Hadashell. Hadashell now bring it across the timeline. Hadashell picks up her dribble. Now to Hall's on the left wing. Down low to Rogers. Rogers wide open up and good. Two more for Caitlin Rogers.
13 in the game. Is there a football game on Saturday, too?
There might be. We'll have to see.
We'll talk about that before we get off the air tonight.
Smith back into the contest for North Miami. She has the basketball. Now to Bowman. Bowman top the key. Back to Smith. Smith back to Bowman. 6:50 to go here in the third, and a foul coming. It's going to either be Hadashell or Hawes, and it's Hadashell in the reach-in. It's going to be the first of the half for the Lady Zebras.
And the first for Emma.
North Miami will inbound. Bowman to do so. Bowman looking into Musselman. Layup up good.
Good
lazy defense there by the Lady Zebras. Let her sneak in between them and had a wide open layup. Hadashell with the basketball. Hadashell left side now to Hughes. Now to Hawes. Hawes has it. Left wing holds. Now around the screen by Hughes. Kicks the backside to Hadashell. She gets the screen by Thomas. Gives it to Rogers. Thinks about a three. Passes it up. Rogers against Smith. Here's a screen by Hughes. Penetrates, kicks it over to Hadashell. Head fake. Running jumper on the way, no good. Rebound is brought down by Musselman. Almost stolen by Hughes. Quickly ahead now to Bowman. Bowman quickly across the timeline. Near side now to Musselman. To Bowman, back to Smith. Smith down low to Freeman. Freeman with the basketball. Top of Smith. Hadashell with a steal. And a foul coming on Smith, and that's going to be her fourth.
Yep, she's going to have to go right back to the sideline.
And Coach Working looking over at the bench going, who do I put in now? Smith picks up her fourth team first of the half. 6:03 to go here in the third quarter. 37-19 on the Inyart's True Value scoreboard.
19 turnovers for the Lady Warriors tonight.
Over the top to Thomas. I'll get it right. Thomas misses, gets her own rebound, goes back up, no good. Last touch by North Miami. Zebra basketball, baseline right. Hawes to inbound. Hawes over the top to Rogers. Now in the corner to Hadashell. Quick three ball on the way. Good.
She was ready to shoot it before she got it, and that's why she hit that three.
40-19. Rogers gets an assist, and Bowman with the basketball. Now to Smith on this left side. Back to Bowman. Three ball on the way for North Miami. No good. Three Zebras go for the rebound, and Lexi Thomas pulls it down.
If Lexi Thomas is one of the three, she's coming down with the rebound.
Hadashell now between the circles. Hadashell picks up her dribble. Down off to Hawes in the left wing. Hawes in the corner to Rogers. Turns around, fires a three ball. No good. Musselman with the rebound. Musselman goes to clear it out. Now she'll walk it across the timeline. 40-19, Zebras up. Quickly down to Hanley. Hanley goes for Freeman. Nice touch by Rogers to kick it out of bounds. It'll stay with North Miami.
Good help side defense.
Whitmire will come in, and going out will be Freeman. Bowman to inbound. Bowman looking to get it in quickly into Musselman. Hawes with the rebound to Hadashell. Hadashell against Smith. Picks up her dribble. Now kicks it back out. Hawes will reset. Now to Hadashell. Left wing. 5 minutes to go here in the third. Hadashell with the basketball. Calls for a screen. Doesn't use it. Comes off the side of it, and Thomas with the rebound, and foul coming against North Miami. That'll be their second of the half.
Thomas has to be close to getting double-digit rebounds. I know Val has that stat.
Hanley with the foul.
Rebounds for Thomas. Eight, that's what I thought.
40-19, Zebras. Lexi Thomas with the first of two free throws. Just off the mark on that one. And Kennedy Jackson will check in. Sid Halls will sit down. 4:51 to go here in the third. And now Freeman will check back in for North Miami. And Smith will sit down. Lexi Thomas has a second, trying to extend this lead. 40-19, Zebras up on the Innards True Value scoreboard. Lexi Thomas' second free throw is off the mark this time again. Musselman with the rebound. Musselman to Bowman. Bowman will bring it across the timeline. Comes in the near side now to Hanley. Back to Bowman on the right wing. To Hanley. So back to Bowman. She'll fire the three ball. Off the front of the iron. Gets the shooter's touch and bounces in. 40-22.
Five for Bowman.
Hodeshell with the basketball. Hodeshell penetrates. Then it's stolen by Bowman. Bowman with the basketball now. Quickly up the timeline. Touched by Hughes. Picked up by Rogers. Quickly heading out to Hodeshell. To Hughes. Stolen by Freeman. Bowman quickly ahead. Stolen by Thomas. I think we're going to need a quarterback if they keep going.
Yeah.
Jackson with the basketball left wing. Jackson thinks about a three. Now to Hughes. Hughes penetrates. Goes off the block and she's going to be called for a travel.
After she got bodied up.
Mercedes Brown in and sitting down will be Hodeshell. Kim Batten getting ready to check back in. And Emily Hughes will get a breather. 3:55 to go here in the third quarter. Zebras up 40-22 on the Inner True Value scoreboard. Bowman.
5-5 in the quarter. Scores for each team.
Bowman's pass goes out of bounds, intended for Hanley.
I think we've had more turnovers than we've had points in, for both teams.
3:40 to go here in the third. Mercedes Brown now will run the point for the Lady Zebras. Goes left side to Batten. Now to Jackson. Kennedy Jackson. Gives it off to Rogers in the corner. Three ball. No good. Thomas with the rebound. And goes up. No good. And Bowman comes away with it. Bowman across the timeline. On the far side. Right in front of the North Miami bench. Down low to Musselman. She turns, fakes, goes back the other way. Up and good.
Good move.
40-24. Jackson with the basketball. Jackson to Mercedes Brown. She'll fire the three ball. Way off the mark. No good. It'll go back to North Miami. Millie Scherzone checking in for Lexi Thomas. Lexi gets a well-deserved break. 40-24. Just under three to go here in the third. Rainy Wind, Justin Bach. Glad you could join us here at North Miami High School. TRC girls basketball tonight. Bowman. To the far side now to, Whitmire. Stolen by Jackson. Jackson, one-on-one. Jackson then loses it. Picked up, saved to Batten. Batten's five-footer, good.
Saved it, got the assist, and Batten with the bucket.
42-24. Bowman to Whitmire, down in the low to Hanley. Hanley penetrates, no good. Rogers with the rebound. Brown. We'll bring it across the timeline. Now off to Rogers. Now to Batten in the left wing. Batten will get a screen from score zone, and she's going to be body checked. And that's going to be North Miami's team third, second on Hanley. Burkett in, and Rogers will sit down. Smith will come back in for North Miami, and Hanley will sit down. And North Miami wants a timeout. We'll take one as well. 2:13 to go here in the third. 42-24 on the Innards True Value scoreboard. Zebras up. Giant FM Sports.
Tax season is here, and getting the right help doesn't have to be a mystery. With over 25 years' experience, Tidewater is happy to assist individuals, small business, and corporate accounts. Located in downtown Rochester at 806 Main Street, Tidewater offers fast refunds, being prepared with personal and professional care. Call 574-367-7366 today for an appointment. Tidewater Executive Tax Service is your hometown tax resource.
Turn in the tide on taxes. Tidewater Tax Service.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at North Miami High School after the Warrior timeout, the Zebras will have the basketball. Batten inbound right in front of the Zebra bench. Batten gets it into Jackson. Jackson will go to work. Jackson penetrates out to Batten. Three ball on the way. No good. Rebound to Musselman, but tipped by Scorzone right into the hands of Jackson. No good. Scorzone with the rebound. Up and good.
Good job by Millie to make that tip for Jackson. And then Jackson tried to do a reverse layup, but Millie there to clean it up and get the layup.
20-point lead for the Zebras, 44-24. Down in the corner to Whitmer. Whitmire with the basketball. Whitmire penetrates, leaves it for Musselman. Up off the glass, no good. Jackson rips the rebound. And double dribbled by Kennedy Jackson in the backcourt. So a turnover, and it'll be Warrior basketball.
We had seven turnovers in the first half. We've had six in the third quarter.
1:38 to go on the Innert's True Value scoreboard. Zebras up 20. Kicked out of bounds by Millie. Scorzone will stay with North Miami underneath their own basket.
Good defense by Millie right there. Good post defense.
Coach's Corner Saturday morning, 8 o'clock. We'll be joined by Coach Brian Jennings and the casting coaches, Josh Douglas and Carl Davis. Bowman, 10-footer on the way, no good. Rebound, Millie scores zone. We tied up. It'll stay with the Zebras. Culver coaches will be off because they are quarantined. They haven't had any games, so.
Yep. And then our boys get back in the gym.
They start practice
tomorrow.
Hopefully tomorrow.
Yep.
Mercedes Brown with the basketball for the Lady Zebras. Comes from the corner back up top. Her pass is in stolen by Smith as she tried to go over the top. Smith with a rebound or a layup up, no good. Bowman rebounds it up and good. 44-26. 60 seconds remain here in the third quarter. Batten with the basketball. Batten on the left wing. Batten back up top of the key. Left side now to Mercedes Brown. She'll fire a three ball. No good. Burkett with the rebound. To Batten. Five-footer. No good. Batten gets her own rebound. Throws it back up. No good. Scores zone. Cleans it up. Up and good.
Six for Millie.
46-26. 40 seconds to go here in the third. Great battles on the offensive side of things for the Lady Zebras.
15 offensive rebounds for Lady Zebras tonight.
Whitmire with the basketball in the corner. She tries to go down low to Musselman, and the score zone is going to be called for a push from behind. It's only going to be the team second of the half.
And her second, too.
Bowman will inbound. Under 30 to go here in the third. Bowman gets it into Smith. Quick shot on the way. No good. Jackson with the rebound. Jackson on her high horse. Jackson, layup up and good.
How about that?
Takes it coast to coast right down the middle of the floor. She's got two more, 48-26. 12 seconds to go here in the third. Bowman with it. Now to Smith with 10. Down low to Musselman. Musselman kicks it back out to Bowman. Three ball on the way. No good. Freeman gets the rebound with two. Freeman throws up the shot at the buzzer. No good. And that'll do it for the third quarter. At the end of three, Zebras 48, North Miami 26. Back with the fourth and final quarter after this, Giant FM Sports, 92.1 WROI.
In the spirit of giving this holiday season, Shepherd Chevy Buick and GM are offering you employee pricing. Yes, that's right. You pay what we pay for a brand new 2020 Chevy model vehicle. So, wherever you may go this Christmas season, to Nanny's house, Uncle Buck's, Aunt Helen's, Shepherd's wants to help get you there in style and comfort with GM employee pricing for all 2020 Chevrolets. And don't forget, Shepherd's also has an excellent selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from that go through a complete 172-point inspection, and the service department is always ready to keep you safe on the road with a fantastic diagnostic special all month long. Be sure to follow us on Instagram for some fun Christmas gas card giveaways and visit us online at shepherdsrochester.com. From all of us at Shepherd's, happy holidays from the entire team at the corner of 14 and 25, your hometown dealer for over 25 years.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at North Miami High School on the Innert's True Value scoreboard, 48-26, Zebras lead it As we get ready to start the fourth quarter, it'll be North Miami basketball. Justin, you brought up an interesting stat there in that third quarter. Zebras got a little helter-skelter and out of the norm, just seven turnovers in the first half. How many did they have that quarter?
Seven. So we doubled up in the third quarter. We just need to not go into at halftime. That's all there is to it.
North Miami will have it. Bowman with the basketball. Callie Watson into the contest for the Zebras for the first time tonight. Thomas back in. Hughes in. Hottischel and Rogers, the other on the floor for the Zebras. Hantley with the basketball. Goes to Musselman down low. She steps out of bounds. Good defense by the Zebras.
20. Oops, go ahead.
Nope, go ahead.
24 turnovers for the Lady Warriors tonight.
For North Miami on the floor. Start the fourth quarter. It'll be Musselman, Whitmire, Hanley, Smith, and a Bowman. Rogers with the basketball now to Hottischel. Three ball on the way. Short off the front. And Hanley with the rebound. She gives off to Bowman. 30 seconds gone by here in the fourth. 48-26. Smith with the basketball now against Watson. To Bowman. To Musselman. Musselman's pass then is stolen. Here comes the Zebras. Hottischel with the basketball. Hottischel leaves it for Rogers. Thinks about a three. Passes it up. Goes down low to Hughes. Hughes.
Yep.
Travels. Yep. She's trying to decide which way she wanted it to go and shuffle those feet.
Smith for North Miami got her picked up her fourth foul in the first minute of the third quarter, and she hasn't gotten another foul since. But we're not going at her,
right,
which is situational basketball. You got to understand where she's at. Go attack her, see if we can get her fouled out.
Freeman in, and Whitmire sits down. Musselman with the basketball, goes down low to Hanley. Her shot up, no good. Rebound, Hughes. Hughes with it, gets off to Hottischel. She'll bring it across the timeline. 6:45 to go here in the contest. Hottischel with the basketball, leaves it for Rogers. Rogers trying to go down low. She does to Hughes. Hughes travels again. Yep.
She's shuffling her feet.
She's got that little bunny up.
She just needs a drop step.
So another turnover for the Lady Zebras. 6:35 to go here in the contest. Rainy Wynn, Justin Bach, glad you could join us here on Giant FM Sports. Smith with her ball. Goes down in the corner to Hanley. Last touch by Hughes. It'll stay with North Miami.
You got to give it to Emily. I mean, she makes a miss. She turns the ball over on the other end, but she gets down there, and she does it time and time again.
Yeah.
Makes a play on the defensive end. She doesn't hang her head. She just keeps playing.
She's had a great defensive night as well. Down low to Freeman. Freeman with the basketball. Double team. Stolen by Watson. Gives it off to Hottischel, and she'll bring it across the timeline to Rogers. Down low to Hughes, and Hughes then is going to be pushed from behind.
You got to load. Emily gave Freeman a look like, okay, you want to play like that? I got something for you here in a little bit.
48-26. Zebras up on the Innards True Value scoreboard. Watson will inbound to Rogers. Now down in the corner to Hughes, or excuse me, to Hottischel. She goes down to Thomas. Thomas is shot in, is fouled. And we're going to say before the shot, so it'll be out of bounds to Rochester.
Great job by Lexi to get that ball. It was a kind of very hard pass from Emma to get. She got around, got the ball secured, and got fouled.
Foul was on Hanley. That's going to be her third, team fifth. Watson will trigger to Rogers. Rogers thought about the three on the inbounds, and she goes back to Watson. Watson in the corner to Rogers. Swings it back up top of the key to Hottischel. Hottischel to Rogers on the right wing. Gets the screen by Hughes. Now to Hottischel. Hottischel with the basketball. Penetrates to Thomas. To Rogers. Three on the way. Off the mark. No good. Lexi Thomas up. No good. Gets it again. Up and no good. But a foul coming. Lexi Thomas definitely in the double-double.
11.
11 rebounds. How many points?
She has seven.
So she needs some free throws coming up here shortly. She can keep battling. Over the top to Rogers. Rogers gives it off to Hottischel. Rogers gets it back in the right wing. Trying to go down low to Hughes and Thomas. Really work the post, and they throw it over the top. It's touched by Musselman. Tipped out of bounds by Hanley, and it'll stay with Rochester underneath.
We're not swinging the ball like Coach Onifield was saying like we did in the first half. We're kind of playing on the right-hand side of the floor instead of getting over to Lexi's side and giving her a chance to get a post up.
The inbounds to Hughes, up and good.
Nice shot by Emily.
Nice pass, inlet pass by Watson. That's 50-26. Bowman to Musselman. Musselman out of Smith. She'll fire a three ball on the mark, off the mark, no good. Rogers with the rebound. Quickly ahead is the Zebras. Rogers with the basketball. Rogers against Bowman. Swings it left side now to Watson. Now in the corner to Rogers. Three ball off the mark. No good. And Thomas and Musselman are battling. It'll stay with North Miami. Good job by Lexi Thomas to really battle and go get that basketball.
Well, she's been battling all night. Was it 11 rebounds? Like you said, I mean, she's been fantastic tonight.
Burkett in, and Rogers will sit down. 50-26, 4:45 to go here in the fourth. Bowman will bring it to the near side. Now to Freeman, to Musselman. Back to Bowman, top of the key, three ball off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped by the Zebras, and it'll stay with North.
Oh, nope.
They're going to say North Miami tipped it out of the Rochester Zebras' hand, so it'll be Zebra basketball. Hottishell with it. She'll walk it across the timeline. 4.5 to go here in the contest. Hughes with it to Watson. Watson on the left wing, screened by Thomas. Now to Burkett. Burkett has it on the left wing. Burkett looking to do something with it. Comes to the near side, kicks it off to Hottishell. Hottishell, screened by Thomas. Goes up the middle, picked up by Hughes. Up and no good, but a foul coming as Hottishell lost that thing and it rolled between the North Miami defender's legs. And Emily with the presence to pick it back up and go up, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two.
And she got rolled on her ankle, so we have to keep an eye on that.
Millie scores zone, getting ready to check in. Hughes has two free throws. First one is good. Score zone coming in for Hughes if she makes this second one.
11 so far tonight for Emily.
51-26. Hughes, second one. Good again. 52-26. And score zone will come in. Hughes will get a nice break.
Played a great game tonight on both ends of the floor.
North Miami will have it. Bowman will bring it up. She crosses the timeline and going to be met by Watson. Bowman goes in towards the bench. Now to Musselman. Musselman in the corner. She's double teamed. Got to get rid of it. She does to Bowman. Now to Freeman. Freeman left wing. Freeman double team. Got that press by the Zebras, and Bowman goes and gets it, and a foul coming on Watson, I believe. There's a host of players there all bunched up together.
And then Watson on that foul?
Watson picks up the foul. Her first team, third. Hottishell, Watson are out. Mercedes Brown, Kim Battner in. 3:43 to go here in the contest. Bowman travels, no call. Bowman shot blocked. Picked back up by Bowman. Bowman to Musselman. Musselman goes to the hole, throws up a shot against Scorzone. Scorzone with the rebound. Burkett across the timeline to Scorzone to Batten. Batten will fire a three from the left wing. Way off the mark, no good. Musselman with the rebound. Musselman will keep it herself. She'll bring it up the timeline. 52-26. Now she goes right side to Bowman. Bowman to Whitmire. Down back low to Musselman. Bad pass, and it's at her feet, and a jump ball. It'll be Zebra basketball, turnover, North Miami.
And North Miami has a real young team. I mean, I think two seniors, a junior, and the rest are sophomore and freshman. She had the baseline wide open. She could have went right to the basket and taken a shot. Instead, threw it in at her feet with three Zebras around her and turned the ball over.
Lexi Thomas is done for the night. Kylie Coleman in for her first appearance in a varsity contest. 3 minutes to go here in the fourth. Mercedes Brown with the basketball. Mercedes, left side. Mercedes dribbles around. She's going to have to get rid of it, and she does to Coleman. Coleman then is fouled, and she'll go to the line for one and the bonus. So that's going to be the team eight. So Kylie Coleman looking for her first varsity points of her career.
There you go, and she's been a force on the JV, so it's nice to see her in a varsity contest.
2:50 to go here in the fourth, 52-26. Coleman has one and the bonus. First one, short off the front of the iron, and it goes out of bounds off of Whitmire. It'll stay with the Zebras. I'm going to say that was a little first game jitters there because she doesn't normally shoot them that short.
She shoots the free throws pretty well. So
Mercedes to inbound. Mercedes Batten back to Mercedes. Three ball on the way, no good. Burkett rips the rebound. Burkett to Coleman. Coleman in is fouled again, and she'll go to the line to get a chance to reprieve herself.
Yeah, hey. Now she's got the jitters out. Now she should hit two of these.
Watson will come in, and a Burkett will sit down. So it's Batten, Coleman, Watson, score zone, and Mercedes Brown on the floor for the Lady Zebras. 2.5 to go here in the fourth. 52-26.
Smith, Whitmire, and Freeman each with 4 for the Lady Warriors fouls.
Coleman's shot rolls around, falls out, no good. Freeman with the rebound. Musselman with the basketball ahead to Whitmire. Back to Musselman. Cross court now to Bowman. To Hanley. To Musselman, the free throw line jumper, no good. Bowman rips the rebound. Bowman goes up against score zone, and a foul coming on the Lady Zebras.
Did Coleman just shoot one foul shot? Was that
still
one
and
one?
Still one in the bonus.
Okay.
So that foul coming against. Wait and see who they put it on the board. Batten picks up her second. Bowman to the line. Her first free throw short off front of the iron. No good. 52-26 now. With 2:17 to go on the Inyart's True Value scoreboard.
Lady Warriors have not scored yet in the fourth quarter. 2 minutes, a little over 2 minutes to go.
There's the break that streak. Bowman with a free throw. Coleman, a little inbound. Coleman gets it into Watson. Watson against Bowman. She's going to need some help, and she gets it from Brown. Now ahead to Coleman. Quickly ahead to Batten. Batten then loses it. And to Musselman. Musselman has it now to Whitmire. Whitmire quickly ahead to Hanley. Hanley dishes it down low to Freeman, and it'll be last touch by the Zebras. It'll stay with North Miami right in front of their own bench. 1:59 to go here in the fourth quarter. Randy Wynn, Justin Bach, glad you could join us here tonight. Zebras looking to move to a 3-0 in the TRC, 6-3 overall. Bowman with the basketball. Bowman down low to Musselman. Musselman shot up off the glass, no good. Freeman comes crashing in, knocks it loose, and Batten picks it up. Batten in, yeah, she travels.
Yep.
Rolling around on the ground trying to find a teammate that was open.
We'll be 4-0 in the conference.
4-0?
Yep.
Yeah, Wabash went 3, didn't it?
Yep.
Oh, well, I can't count.
It's okay, buddy.
Hanley with the basketball. That's why I got you.
That's why you got me here.
That's right. Freeman has it tipped out of bounds by Batten. It'll stay with North Miami. Bowman will inbound. Bowman up top to Musselman. Musselman penetrates. Stolen by Watson. And stolen back by Bowman. Bowman on the far side. Down low to Freeman. Freeman, Hanley. Two on the way, no good. And it'll be Zebra basketball.
That was over the back on Batten, but they didn't, or against Batten, but yeah, they didn't call it. 30 turnovers for North Miami tonight.
Zebras have it to come the distance. Watson gives it off to Brown. Brown against Whitmire. Crosses the timeline. Gives it off to score zone, and Mercedes is called for a travel.
They must have had possession, dual possession at the same time, or
yeah, it was more of a handoff, I guess. Yeah. So that could have been what he called. North Miami has the ball back now. Musselman with it on the right wing. She comes cross court to Hanley. Now up top to Bowman. Bowman to Musselman. Musselman, one dribble, throws the ball away, right in the hands of Millie, score zone. And Watson will bring it up. 1 minute here in the contest. Watson picks up her dribble, now to Batten. Batten over the top to score zone, up and good.
Millie is so, when she, like you said earlier, when she's so under control when she gets it high and she keeps it there.
54-27. Down low is Whitmire. Can't handle the pass, and it'll be out of bounds to the Lady Zebras.
Millie has eight tonight. Again, that JV start for her has really helped her. She has eight tonight, and she had six Saturday night against Wabash.
Brittany Stroud in for Freeman for North Miami. 41.3 seconds to go. The inbounds comes to Brown. Mercedes Brown with the basketball. Now gives it back to Watson. Watson going to go over the top to Batten. Batten with the basketball. Batten dribbles down to the corner. Now back up top to Watson. Watson then is fouled by Bowman, and she should go line 4-2.
Bowman second.
Team's 10th. So Watson will go to the line for an opportunity for 2 points. 54-27. Zebras will move to 4-0. Free throw on the way by Watson. Short. Watson will have one more. 54-27. Make it 55-27. Is that nothing but net? Bowman with the basketball. Bowman to Hanley. Back to Bowman. To Musselman on the right wing. 17 seconds to Hanley. To Bowman up top of the key. Back to Hanley. Her 14-footer on the way. No good. Rebound is battled for Batten and Stroud. And they're going to call a jump ball. It'll be North Miami basketball.
She was over Batten's back and then just fell on her, and they call a jump ball.
North Miami will have it with 8.4 seconds to go. Bowman to inbound. Gets it into Musselman in the corner. Musselman from behind the backboard. Throws up. No good. Hanley with a rebound. Coleman with the rebound, and that's going to do it. That'll be it for North Miami High School. The Zebras win it 55-27 to move to 4-0 in the conference, 6-3 overall. When we come back, we'll have the post-game show being brought to you by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. And we'll have a talk with Zebra head coach Brian Jennings coming up after this. Again, the Zebras win it tonight on the Inyards True Value Scoreboard, 55-27 from North Miami High School, Giant FM Sports, 92.1 WROI.
Are you looking to upgrade your home's old air conditioning unit to a new high-efficiency heat pump? Or maybe thinking of installing a new geothermal system in your home? Or is it time for that old pool pump to be a new Energy Star variable speed pump? Residential members of Fulton County REMC are eligible for rebates designed to help save you money. Give us a call at 574-223-3156 to see if you qualify. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936.
Be sure to stop at a Smith Farm Store's Customer Appreciation Sale this Saturday and Sunday, December 19th and 20th. They would like to thank you for shopping locally and supporting their stores throughout the year. So this weekend, Smith Farm Store will give you an extra discount, including 30% off all clothing, accessories, and footwear, 20% off all toys, and there will be additional special sales and doorbusters all weekend long. Smith Farm Store's Customer Appreciation Sale this weekend, December 19th and 20th, located at 151 Rochester Plaza, serving farm and home since 1971.
Your local trusted choice independent agency is Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. For over 79 years, they have taken care of families and businesses throughout the area by offering affordable, sensible, and reliable insurance. Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance offers sound advice and programs for auto, homeowners, life, health, business, and commercial insurance. Call 574-223-2166. Visit them online at smithsawyerins.com or stop by their office, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, since 1932.
Pulaski Memorial Hospital's family medicine and women's health physicians, Dr. Brogan Baylor, Dr. Clint Coffin, and Dr. Melissa Zart, provide a lifetime of care, allowing you and your family to keep the same doctor throughout every stage of life. As Indiana's only certified baby-friendly critical hospital, their physicians and staff are committed to providing a warm and welcoming atmosphere to help deliver your baby and to continue caring for them at any age. Pulaski Memorial Hospital, Winnemac. Call for an appointment at 574-946-2194.
Local radio is high school basketball, on Giant FM.
Back here at North Miami High School, again, the finals tonight. The Rochester Zebras win it 55-27. Time now for the post-game show being brought to you by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins, the law firm built for your current and future legal needs. Time now for the coaches interview being brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, joined now by Zebra head coach Brian Jennings. And coach, we talked about domination of the boards, and you did that tonight.
Yeah, and it still kind of felt we let a few slip away from us. We tried to extend our zone up a little higher to put some more pressure on tonight, and I think we got to learn a little bit more how to block out and how to crash the boards coming from so far out on the wings. When we see that shot go up, we got to really crash boards from a little farther out on the floor than what we're used to.
Lexi Thomas, tonight we had her unofficially for like 11 or 12 rebounds, and or Val did, I should say, and Emily Hughes joins us as well tonight. You brought her up, and she, what else can you say about Emily? A great game defensively, rebounding, and then she also was double digits in points, 12.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an all-around great game for Emily Hughes.
You know, going into this year, we thought if there was anybody on the Zebra team that could give us a lot more this year, we all felt it was Emily. Sometimes Emily doesn't pull the cheetah mode out. And what we call by cheetah mode is going fast. And when Emily goes cheetah out there, we have a whole totally different look to us.
So that's all you have to do is yell out to her cheetah?
Well,
she understands?
We actually had a little bit of a conversation after practice last night. And I said, the Lady Zebras need Emily to play fast. And we need that motor person out there. And Emily Hughes, as athletic as she is, at 6'1", when she plays fast, she could be the best athlete on the floor. But when she goes, I'm going to just call it Emily speed, not so much. So I am glad she is sitting here beside me hearing all this right now.
You know, and the other nice thing is you put her up front at the top with those long arms that she has, and if she wasn't getting a steal, she was getting a tip for her teammates to get a steal.
Yeah, and that's one thing that a couple of games ago we talked about. We need to get more deflections in our defense, and we're letting other teams just pass the ball and then try to stay in front of them. We need to get in those passing lanes, and I thought Emily did an excellent job of that, and I thought others did too tonight.
We'll let Emily slide in here, and we'll talk about that cheetah mode. Emily, how do you get yourself in that cheetah mode that Coach Jennings is talking about?
I think it's mainly just a confidence thing. When I get going, it's a lot more fun when I'm playing faster and doing well than it is when I'm kind of not going in cheetah mode.
Well, you know, when you go in cheetah mode to start with, it could be faster to start with. You wouldn't have to maybe get in that mode. 12 points tonight, though, for you. Congratulations, a big win for you and the club moving to 4-0 in the conference. And how did it feel to come down here and really dominate tonight?
It was a lot of fun. I like when a lot of players on the team all do well and we all work together to get a team win.
You heard Coach Jennings also talking about your long arms up front and getting those deflections. You are so active up front with those guys coming up at you and really cause havoc up front. What makes you so special up front to be able to do that?
I think just watching everyone on the floor and trying to figure out where the pass is going to go is really helpful rather than just sitting back and moving to the ball afterwards.
Working hard at the post as well tonight. Obviously not every time able to get you the ball, but when they did, you really took it to them. And 12 points. And how did that feel, working hard down low and then getting the reward with the basket?
It's good. Like Coach Jennings said last night, when you get physical, you can do much better than just standing there.
Huh. And it worked tonight.
Darn.
It's crazy how that happens. Sometimes he does know what he's talking about.
Yeah, sometimes.
Emily, congratulations. We'll let you get out. I know you're more nervous about this than you were playing tonight, right?
Definitely.
Congratulations, you and the club. Big win. We'll let Coach Jennings slide back in here. Emily Hughes.
Thank you.
Thank you. 55-27 again, Coach. And really, overall, I think everybody played well. You've got some younger kids' experience because of the able to stretch that lead out there in the third and fourth quarter. You've got some younger kids, some experience.
Yeah, we get Kylie Coleman in for the first time tonight. I thought Kim Batten came in and played well after maybe not playing in the last game or two. Going into tonight, I felt like if maybe Emily Hughes didn't go cheetah mode tonight, Kim Batten, I know, is going to come in and play defense.
Yeah.
So she's kind of the next up there on the defensive watch for that. Mercedes Brown, you know, has had a tough week. She was saying on the way down here, kind of a tough week with finals and things like that. And she got a couple open looks and she didn't drop four tonight. So I really thought Emma Houdeshell did a nice job at the point tonight. Yeah. I thought she would. I mean, I told her early these guards really probably can't keep up with her. And I thought the last couple of games we're making passes way out on the floor trying to get into her offense from that volleyball line. And I said, Emma, you got to penetrate, get to the elbows, attack two people, and then make your kick. And sure enough, that first quarter and early in the second quarter, she was doing that. I think we left her in a little bit too long, and she got tired at times. And then a couple of crazy passes came out of her. Definitely a learning for her tonight. I thought she did an excellent job.
Millie's Corazon, Justin and I were just talking about her a little bit. When she sets herself and then goes and gets that basketball under control, nobody's going to stop her. But she sometimes gets in a hurry really doesn't realize maybe where she's at the block. Yeah. But, boy, when she focuses and stays with it, she's dominating.
Yeah, she's a force to be reckoned with in there. Just good hands. And normally she puts the ball in the basket a little bit better than what she normally does. I mean, normally she's an automatic 2 points when we come in. She's starting to move a little bit better on the defensive end, and that's what we're after there. Another one to talk about, too, tonight, Kennedy Jackson.
I was going to mention her. Fires the three ball up in that first half and really started that spark for you.
Yeah, Kennedy actually hit some outside shots in practice last night. And we said, Kennedy, if you're 15 feet out, go ahead and shoot that. So she got one tonight, and then she shot another one when she actually had a layup, and I had to remind her, you're more of a driver than you are a shooter, so if you got the drive, take that first.
Justin called it a heat check.
Yeah, it was a heat check for Kennedy. One shot from the outside for Kennedy, we're going to heat check. So. But no, I mean, Kennedy actually can put the ball in from outside, too, and it's just part of her game that's going to continue expanding. Just as a sophomore.
55-27, congratulations. Now you get ready for LCC on Saturday. And really a great experience for you to play. I mean, that's who unfortunately ended your season last year in the regionals. But it's a totally different ball club right now. But the experience of going to LCC and playing that caliber of team will be excellent for you on Saturday.
Yeah, LCC's got nearly everybody back. What they lost was their one post player. They start five guards. So I think we know what's coming. There's going to be full court pressure the whole time. And can we play under control, get the ball over half court, and then go to where we want to go? And the biggest thing is those wings, Emily Hughes and Caitlin, are both going to have to be in cheetah mode that night to get out and defend on the wings. And hopefully we can just give them one shot and done and out-rebound them.
Coach, we'll talk more about it on Saturday morning in Coach's Corner. But congratulations, 55-27, and a big win, and the JV as well, 24-22. So a double victory tonight for the Lady Zebras.
Yeah, one other person that always seems to get lost is Caitlin Rogers.
Just being Caitlin.
It's just because we expect it every night from her. And that shot is a beautiful shot. We just can't get enough of them.
Coach, we'll look forward to talking to you Saturday morning.
Thank you.
Zebra head coach Brian Jennings will let Justin slide in here and wrap things up for us on the postgame show being brought to you by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins.
For North Miami, they had 11 two-point field goals, 1 3-point field goal. They were 2 of 3 from the free throw line for their 27 points. They shot 66% from the foul line. They had 20 rebounds, 6 offensive, 14 defensive, and they had 32 turnovers. Individually, Allison Bowman had 8. Ellie Musselman had 8. Freeman with 7. Whitmire and Hanley with 2 for the Lady Warriors. For your victorious Lady Zebras, they had 22 two-point field goals, 5 three-point field goals. They were 6 of 12 from the free throw line for 50%. Leading the way for everybody tonight, Caitlin Rogers with 13. Emily Hughes, who you heard with Coach, had 12. Kennedy Jackson, a great night from her, 9 points for her. Millie Scorzone, I think her playing JV, getting warmed up, has helped her. She's scored 8 tonight. She scored 14 in the last 2 games, so averaging 7 since going back down and getting a couple quarters in with the JV. Lexi Thomas, 7 points. She had, 11, 12 rebounds tonight. A great night for her. And then Emma Houdeshell had three. But like Coach said, she ran the floor well tonight, just did a great job of getting them in their offense and working. And then finally Kim Batten with two and Callie Watson with one free throw for our 55.
Again, the final here tonight, the Zebras win at 55-27. In the JV contest, it was the Zebras over North Miami in a buzzer beater, 24-22. They were led by Lily Eaton with seven. Just a reminder, Tammy Davis, Coach Davis owes you a huge birthday present, so make sure that he comes through with it.
Expensive,
yes. Make sure he takes you to dinner, do something. Pen? Ooh, he's giving scores.
He's worried about scores.
Yeah, he's worried about scores. You better take care of your wife for her birthday. Happy birthday, Tammy, tomorrow. Coach Davis' wife there. That's going to do it from North Miami. A double win for the Zebras. Our next broadcast will be Tuesday night as the Rochester Zebras are back at home in a TRC matchup with the Maconaqua Braves.
And don't forget Saturday, once you're done with the girls,
game.
This is what Ian Book said to Kirk Herbstreit today. Our 11 are showing up. Their 11 better show up.
Well, let's hope Notre Dame and Clemson on a Saturday. So go Irish fans.
Yep.
That's going to do it from here. Again, the final 55-27. Zebras win it. Justin Bach, thanks for your time. Until Saturday morning on Coach's Corner, I'm Randy Wynn. We'll talk to you then. See ya.
Rochester basketball is brought to you by Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, Jennings Insurance, The Insulation Guys, Rochester Glass, Enyart's True Value, Fulton Solid Waste District, Manitow Moose Lodge number 1107. Rochester basketball is also brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, RTC Communications, Culligan of Fulton County, Woodlawn Hospital, First Federal Savings Bank, Fulton County REMC, Smith Farm Store, Fulton County Best One Tire, Tidewater Executive Tax Service,